Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When You Feel Invisible by Kenesha Saunders Liddy, read by Leah Martin. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Hebrews 4:13. I was the last one standing yet again. When it came to sports, I was usually the last one chosen. At those particular times in my childhood, I felt invisible. Even though I knew I wasn't good at sports, it was still a surprise every time I walked toward the last team by default, because I was the only one not picked. There are many reasons why we can feel invisible in life. Maybe you feel invisible at your church, at your job, or in your family. Well, there's good news. God sees you. God knows who you are, and He can see the longing of your heart to be seen and known. He wants you to know that you are not invisible to Him. He wants you to know that He has always seen you and will always see you. He isn't looking at you as one would look at an outsider. He takes special interest in you and your concerns. He said in His word that no creature is hidden from His sight. There is no place you can go that He won't be with you. This is both wonderful news and terrifying news. One day we have to give Him an account for everything we do here on earth. And He is watching you. Everything is naked and open to Him. That includes your heart, thoughts, and emotions as you feel the burden of being left out and isolated. God your Father has chosen this time to observe you. Even if you haven't voiced how you feel, God knows and He cares. So the next time you feel invisible, pray and thank God for watching over you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for never growing weary or getting tired. Thank you for watching over me each and every day. Help me to remember that you are always there whenever I feel invisible. I'm so grateful that I don't have to look to man for validation. All I need is given to me by you. You've promised me in your word that you will never leave or forsake me, and I'll hold you at your word. I turn my heart to you and choose to trust in your word and your steadfast protection and provision. Help me to find comfort in the fact that no creature is hidden from you, but that I'm naked and open before you as you allow the Holy Spirit to lead me in sanctification. Knowing I'm seen by God causes me to release fear and to simply trust you will be there. During this time of uncertainty, help me to see others and let them know that I see them. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.